Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 29.
And this is the task you shall do to them, to kadosh them, to serve me as Kohanim. Take one young bull and two rams, perfect ones, and unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Make these of wheat flour, and you shall put them in one basket, and bring them in the basket, along with the bull and the two rams. Then you shall bring Aharon and his sons to the door of the tent of appointment, and wash them with water. And you shall take the garments, and shall put on Aharon the long shirt, and the robe of the shoulder garment, and the breastplate, and shall gird him with the embroidered band of the shoulder garment, and shall put the turban on his head, and shall put the Kodesh sign of dedication on the turban, and shall take the anointing oil, and pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons, and put long shirts on them, and shall gird them with girdles, Aharon and his sons, and put the turbans on them, and the Kehunah shall be theirs for an everlasting law. So you shall ordain Aharon and his sons, and you shall bring near the bull before the tent of appointment, and Aharon and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull, and you shall slaughter the bull before Yahuwah by the door of the tent of appointment, and take some of the blood of the bull, and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails, and the appendage on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the bull, and its skin, and its dung, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. And take one ram, and Aharon and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you shall slaughter the ram, and you shall take its blood, and sprinkle it all around on the altar. And cut the ram in pieces, and wash its entrails, and its legs, and place them upon its pieces, and on its head. And you shall burn the entire ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yahuwah. It is a sweet fragrance, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. And you shall take the second ram, and Aharon and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. And you shall slaughter the ram, and take some of its blood, and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aharon, and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar. And you shall take some of the blood that is on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aharon, and on his garments, and on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he and his garments shall be Kodesh, and his sons, and the garments of his sons with him. And you shall take the fat of the ram, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the entrails, and the appendage on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and the right thigh. It is for a ram of ordination. And one loaf of bread, and one cake made with oil, and one thin cake from the basket of the unleavened bread that is before Yahuwah. And you shall put all these in the hands of Aharon and in the hands of his sons, and you shall wave them, a wave offering before Yahuwah. Then you shall take them from their hands and burn them on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet fragrance before Yahuwah. It is an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aharon's ordination and wave it, a wave offering before Yahuwah, and it shall be your portion. And from the ram of ordination you shall kadosh the breast of the wave offering which is waved, and the thigh of the contribution which is raised, of that which is for Aharon, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be from the children of Israel for Aharon and his sons by a law forever, for it is a contribution. And it is a contribution from the children of Israel from their peace offerings, their contribution to Yahuwah. And the Kodesh garments of Aharon are for his sons after him, to be anointed in them and to be ordained in them. The Kohen from his sons in his place puts them on for 7 days when he enters the tent of appointment to attend in the Kodesh place. And take the ram of ordination and cook its flesh in a Kodesh place. And Aharon and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tent of appointment. And they shall eat those with which the atonement was made, to ordain them, to kadosh them. But let a stranger not eat them, because they are kodesh. And if any of the flesh of the ordination offerings or of the bread be left over until the morning, then you shall burn up what is left over. It is not eaten, because it is kodesh. And so you shall do to Aharon and his sons, according to all I have commanded you. 7 days you shall ordain them. And prepare a bull each day as a sin offering for atonement. And you shall cleanse the altar when you make atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to kadosh it. For 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar, and to kadosh it. And the altar shall be most kodesh. Whatever touches the altar is to be kodesh. And this is what you prepare on the altar: 2 lambs, a year old, daily, continually. Prepare the one lamb in the morning, and the other lamb you prepare between the evenings. And 1/10 of an ephah of flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of pressed oil, and 1/4 of a hin of wine as a drink offering with the one lamb. And prepare the other lamb between the evenings, and with it prepare the grain offering and the drink offering, as in the morning, for a sweet fragrance, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, a continual burnt offering for your generations at the door of the tent of appointment before Yahuwah, where I shall meet with you to speak with you. And there I shall meet with the children of Israel, and it shall be made kodesh by my esteem. And I shall kadosh the tent of appointment and the altar. And Aharon and his sons I kadosh to serve as Kohanim to me. And I shall dwell in the midst of the children of Israel, and shall be their Elohim. And they shall know that I am Yahuwah, their Elohim, who brought them up out of the land of Mitzrayim, to dwell in their midst. I am Yahuwah, their Elohim.